But our own aim is not to understand every little detail of a text. Our most important goal is to discover its principal message, the message which gives structure and unity to the text. If the preacher does not make this effort, his preaching will quite likely have neither unity nor order. What he has to say will be a mere accumulation of various disjointed ideas, incapable of inspiring others. The central message is what the author primarily wanted to communicate. This calls for recognizing not only the author's ideas, but the effect which he wanted to produce. If a text was written to console, it should not be used to correct errors. If it was written as an exhortation, it should not be employed to teach doctrine. If it was written to teach something about God, it should not be used to expound various theological opinions. If it was written as a summons to praise or missionary outreach, let us not use it to talk about the latest news.